storms and uncertainties inside her.
You'd lose, Dale said. Maybe you'd take a couple of us with you, but my stargazers are ready for you. The first touch on their mind and a blaster would open your skull, or a power bolt would cook your heart.
Lannery breathed long and slow, and the moment stretched on.
I wish, Dale said.
She looked for weakness, but saw none. He was expressing frustration, not regret.
Wish what? I wish you'd understood. I wish you could have opened your mind to our past. Your force is so constricting. You think it gives you power. You're taught that it's great, but it binds you. You're blinkered by it, but my eyes are wide open. We see the stars. We have a place in the universe that was taken from us by the Thoyor. They stole us away, brought us here, denied us the future we deserved. And I'm going to take it back.
You'll kill everyone.
No, Dale said, smiling. I know what I'm doing.
Dark matter? Gree technology, Dale? You're playing with something beyond anything we can even hope to understand. Lannery nodded at the bodies still steaming and twitching in the corner.
You heard them. Even they said that thing is at the edge of known science, and edges break away.
Gather it up, Dale said to his stargazers.
He turned his back on Lannery. There was another explosion somewhere far away.
Dale, what have you done? She asked.
She stood slowly, holding onto a wheeled tool cart for support. The Cathar watched her, his gun at the ready.
Started a little fight.
Dale turned to face her again. For an instant, she felt a flush of memories, but they were all good ones of her time with her brother. They did not belong here.
With whom? I arranged that the Newell Tandor Dome would find out about Pan Deep's continuing business with the Jedi, and they hate them. Many survivors from the bombed domes live there now. Landed one of my stargazers there, and by now she'll have killed several of their corporation's presidents with a Jedi sword.
Where did you get? Lannery asked, but then it fell into place.
Kara.
Greenwood Station will be blamed for the murders, and its alliance with the Jedi, Dale said, his expression unchanging. Skirmishes are common on Nox, and it won't be the first conflict between Newell Tandor and another dome.
Covering your tracks, Lannery said. Dale shrugged. Behind him, his stargazers had wrapped the device in the sheet. It did not seem at all heavy, and the Twi'lek held it to her chest. They were waiting for Dale to leave.
Just like you did on Tython, Lannery continued.
One hand delved into her utility belt beneath the robe, rolling the item she sought between thumb and forefinger. A tracker, small and sharp.
Leaving your bloodied clothes for me to find. Letting our family believe you dead.
I liked being dead, Dale said. It gave me freedom from your constant efforts to push the force on me when I never, ever wanted it.
Another low rumble and a vibration from above.
Soon I'll be believed dead again and gone from here. Free to pursue my own fate.
Dale, you don't know what I should kill you.
Dale pulled a blaster from beneath his robe and stood with it pointing down at the floor. He was incredibly still, like a statue. Even his eyes seemed to have died.
He's inside, Lannery thought, and she wondered what he was finding in there, what he was thinking and the decisions he was making, and she knew that now was the time to push.
She would push hard and violently, smashing aside those mental defenses he might believe he had built against her.
But I can't, Dale said.
He turned aside and holstered his blaster. Lannery brought out her hand and flicked the tracker, closing her eyes, concentrating, and guiding it quickly across the room until it attached to Dale's right boot. Then she opened her eyes and looked around, but no one had seen anything. Perhaps she had been lucky. Perhaps. Dale did not even spare her a final glance. With a single nod at the Cathar, he left the room the same way Lannery and Tree had entered. The Twi'lek carrying the device followed, along with the human stargazer. The Cathar remained, gun aimed at Lannery. It was a heavy blaster, and its muzzle still glowed warm. Lannery clenched her fingers, readying a force punch.
"Try," the Cathar said. "You know I can't just stand here and let him leave."
"You won't be standing there for long."
Lannery twitched her finger, and a tool flipped from the wide table, clanging against the wall. The Stargazer didn't even blink.
"He doesn't want to hear you die," the Cathar said.
"That's kind of my brother."
"He is kind. The only kind man I've ever met."
Lannery glanced at the huddled, bloody bodies in the corner.
"They were unkind," the Cathar said. "They hid down here instead of looking to the stars."
She sensed movement from the other side of the room. She did not look, but she knew that Tree was stirring. "He's going to kill everyone," she said. "Once he initiates that device, the dark matter will form a black hole, and everyone in the system..."
"He knows that won't happen. The stars call," they tell him.
"Oh, so the stars speak to him," Lannery said, laughing softly. "And he's not mad?"
The Cathar blinked slowly, but she was not even putting a chink in his convictions.
"Come on, Tree," she thought.
Tree groaned. The Cathar glanced his way. Lannery force-shoved with everything she had. Tools and loose components rattled across the table and flew at the Stargazer. A cabinet tipped and bounced across the floor. A hail of bolts and snipped wires became a stinging rain that raked across his chest and face, ripping skin and blinding him. She ducked down and force-punched, shoving the Cathar back against the wall beside the door. His blaster fired, the shot smashing a hole in the ceiling. Molten material and rock fragments showered down. Then the Stargazer clasped at his belt, weeping blood from ruptured eyes, and a look of ecstasy broke across his face.
"Oh no," Lannery muttered.
She looked at Tree and saw that he was barely conscious, and with every shred of strength and effort she had of the Force, she reached for him and dragged him halfway across the room toward her. His eyes opened comically wide as he slid without being touched, and as he reached her and she clasped his clothing, Lannery shouted, "Bomb!" The explosion was deafening, shattering, assaulting her body and mind and senses, and she felt herself thrown around like a snowflake in a storm. With her parents, it was the arts. Her mother wrote the most beautiful poetry, and her father was a sculptor, his work venerated all across Mycera. But Lannery's calling lay in science and alchemy, and how the Force could be used for both.